This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. They've been around since the early days of Hollywood, and chances are you would notice if they weren't there. They are extras, those people in films and on television who help create the atmosphere of a scene. You know, the diners in a restaurant or the folks who walk behind the stars on the sidewalk. These faces in the crowd are, in industry speak, background actors. Occasionally, extras are able to make the transition to featured actor. Now, as Gloria Hillard reports, some extras are bringing an inflated attitude to the job.
In this hospital, just down the hall from admitting, a half dozen orderlies and interns in turquoise scrubs are playing a game of cards. Pat Bolin is one of them, and, well, he's looking pretty relaxed for someone about to assist in surgery.
I decided to start off doing extra work to try to get my foot in the door and see how things are done in Hollywood, and have dreams of getting into actual acting one day, but it's a tough gig.
While the principal actors on the set of NBC Scrubs get ready for
rehearsing again,
the show's extras are waiting for their wide shot. With clipboards and cups of coffee, they'll take their places behind the stars, walking and fake talking to help create the feeling of a real hospital.
I think background is one of the most important parts of a scene.
Franklin Gotbetter is a second AD on Scrubs. It's his job to direct the extras. He tells them,
don't look into the camera, don't overact, and don't talk.
That's not a problem for Joe Biggins' company of extras. They won't play to the camera, talk, or overact, even though, and I promise to only say this once, they're full of hot air.
You can do a couple at one time, and it takes about 12 seconds for each one.
It's instant inflatable extra. At this stage, they're naked and don't have much character. Joe Biggins says that comes later.
And that's it.
You add your mask, and then you add your wardrobe and you add your hair or your hat.
And you may just have a solution to those cast of thousands movie scenes. Biggins created the prototype of his plastic extra while working on the film Seabiscuit.
Something that needed to be figured out was how they were going to fill the stands during the Great Depression for the movie in Kentucky and then in Los Angeles a week later.
Because of the camera angles needed for the scenes, the industry standard of cardboard cutouts or digitally enhanced racetrack crowd just didn't fit the bill. As a result, 7,000 of the plastic people with their hand-painted masks and silk-screen Depression-era design T-shirts sat next to the real extras in the stands. And now Biggins got another 7,000 on center court for the movie Wimbledon. Of course, to fit in with that crowd, they'll have more of a designer look.
Wigs and accessories and sunglasses, and I even heard that they ordered some handbags to put over their shoulders.
But even all dressed up, Biggins admits his extras do have one minor challenge.
We've got extreme heat and then cold, and you get there in the morning and they've all nodded off a little bit overnight, and when the sun hits them, they all come back to life, and so they nod and bob, and, you know, we're running around like crazy trying to keep up with the bit of the unnatural human motion going on out there.
The cost for an extra from Biggins' inflatable crowd company starts at $15 a week. That includes an on-set crew to blow them up, and wardrobe, of course. That's still a lot cheaper than non-union extras who work for minimum wage, about $54 a day, or the $115 a day for union extras represented by the Screen Actors Guild. Sally Weaver is in charge of contracts for the Actors Union.
Are there moments where your heart sinks when you read on the front page that they're inflatable people and those are substituting for human beings? Yes. But do I think that there's a real challenge to the employment possibilities of members? No, I do not.
She says she's more concerned about computer-generated images than inflatable extras. After all, they still need to rub shoulders with human extras. And she believes nothing will ever replace the spark of life real extras bring to a scene. Meanwhile, the human extras on NBC Scrubs wait to take their place in a hallway, behind a desk, in the emergency room.
Today I am, let's see, what's my name? I am Daphne the nurse. So, yes, I'm saving lives today. It's a very rewarding job.
Extra Carrie Nacena says when it comes to sharing a scene with a plastic person,
well, I haven't had the chance to work with them yet, but I'm sure they're brilliant.
Sure, but a strong gust of wind, and, well, they just might leave a scene quicker than a star unhappy with his trailer. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.